Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 reads, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure." So the Bible is telling us here that Abraham offering up his only begotten son, Isaac, is a picture, is a figure of the fact that God the Father would send his son to be the Savior of the world, that God the Father would sacrifice his son, Jesus Christ, for our sins. And of course, if we went back to Genesis chapter 22, we would see all the amazing parallels. And if you haven't read that story in a while, I would recommend going back and refreshing your memory on Genesis 22, all the wonderful parallels between that story and our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that it represents his death, burial, and resurrection, and so on and so forth. But see, from a modalist perspective, this makes no sense. According to the Oneness Pentecostals, or the Jesus-only movement, the Father didn't send the Son. The Father came down himself, according to their doctrine, because they believe that Jesus is God the Father, that God the Father and Jesus are the same person. So that basically, you know, he came down himself and died for us. Whereas the truth is that Jesus came down himself, but it was the Father who sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Abraham pictures God the Father. Isaac pictures the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that beautiful picture of the gospel is destroyed by the modalists who believe that it was just God sacrificing himself. They don't have this other aspect of God the Father sending the Son to be the Savior of the world. See, we as Trinitarians believe both. We believe that God the Father sacrificed his Son, which manifests great love. Think about how much love that demonstrates to sacrifice your own Son, your only begotten Son. Think about how much you love your children, viewer, and think about what a supreme sacrifice that would be, or how much love that would demonstrate for you to sacrifice your Son. It's unthinkable. It's unimaginable. So we have that aspect of God the Father sacrificing his Son, but then we also have the aspect of the Son, Jesus Christ, sacrificing himself, giving his own life, laying down his life for us. So we have two different aspects of God's love: the Father sacrificing the Son, and Jesus laying down his own life. The modalist paradigm destroys one of those, and we're only left with just Jesus laying down his own life, which is a magnificent display of God's love, but we lose the meaning completely from the Abraham-Isaac story and the idea of the Father sending the Son to be the Savior of the world.